So here we are, Stratford's gleaming new shopping centre, approaching the main entrance to the Olympic Park. There's a bit of last-minute work going on, temporary fencing being rearranged, potted plants positioned, and people with ID around their necks all over the place. One of them is Charlotte Lee. And Charlotte, you're an Olympic volunteer.
Yes, I'm working with the archery team as a sports info member.
What does that mean?
So I answer questions from team managers, coaches and athletes at the Olympic Village and at Lourdes, making sure they have everything they need to be able to compete to the best of their ability.
And what qualifies you for that?
Well, I didn't have an interest in archery at the beginning, but I'm having a fast-track education in archery equipment and all the terminology. And the most important thing is just to be enthusiastic about what you're going to do.
And what made you volunteer in the first place?
I love watching the Olympics. I've watched the Athens, Beijing, as far as I can remember, and I thought, when this opportunity comes to London, now that I'm doing it, everybody suddenly got very jealous and said, why didn't I apply? Why didn't I apply? So I'm very excited to be doing it.
Not all of the volunteers are as young as Charlotte. I'm now with Graham Day, who's in his 50s. And Graham is paraplegic, and he's going to be ferrying Olympic officials and athletes around town in a specially adapted BMW. So, Graham, what made you volunteer for this?
It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I heard that they were recruiting for volunteers, and I knew from the bid that they won some of the aspects were inclusion and diversity. And I felt that as a disabled driver, I wanted to take part, to show people that we are able to get out there and drive just the same way as anyone else. If I see Usain Bolt standing on the side of the road, I'll be very happy to give him a lift to the venue.
With his thumb stuck out, you mean?
Absolutely.
Outside Storey's Gate, we need someone posted outside. That's right. Where the VIP, that's where the...
Across town, orders are being given out to three members of London's other volunteer army, the 8,000 strong London ambassadors, organised by Boris Johnson. In their distinctive bright purple shirts, their duties range from looking after the media to helping lost tourists. I sat down with Wing San Chan, a Londoner, Juan Orejuela from Spain, and Lucy Doyle from Bournemouth.
Because I've been brought up in London, so I think it's nice just to give something back to London, really. It's kind of like our identity, really, being a Londoner and just helping with something to do with the Olympics.
OK, well, Juan, you're not a Londoner, yeah. So why are you volunteering to help us out?
I always saw the Olympics on the TV, and I thought it was a really, really impossible thing to be part of it, mainly because I'm not fit and this stuff. But this was the only opportunity to be part of the Olympics.
So what sort of things do people need help with?
The main thing is to find toilets. I mean...
With all the volunteers I've spoken to, what really shines through is the enthusiasm. For all the headlines about traffic chaos, problems with security or commercialisation, they seem wedded to the heady idealism of the Games.